Something special happens when water and land come together. A confluence of the terrestrial and the aquatic. A confluence of life. Missouri's wetlands are special places, their value now magnified by their scarcity. These are places we once feared, fought against, places that we destroyed. They are places we now cherish, preserve, and are attempting to restore. Wetlands are areas we cannot live without. George Seek has spent a career immersed in Missouri's wetlands. A former area manager at the Missouri Department of Conservation's Fountain Grove Conservation Area, Seek is now putting his enthusiasm into his own private wetland. For the wetlands along the Missouri River, the story was much the same. Formerly braided and shallow, with chutes and side channels meandering across the floodplain, the Missouri River was a rich and productive ecosystem. That changed with the congressionally authorized bank stabilization and navigation project. The river was narrowed, straightened, and lined with rock. A 735-mile shipping channel was created for commercial navigation. But the wetlands associated with this great river were destroyed.